You're listening to Vince Vinyl on the hottest sounds in town. 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek.
Couple hours into tonight's show already, and high time for your daily dose of the dead.
Please don't dominate the rap jack if you got nothing new to say. If you please don't back up the check, this train's got to run today. I spent a little time on the mountain, spent a little time on the hill. Heard some say better run away, others say better stand still. Now I don't know, but I've been told it's hard to run with the way to go. Other hand, I heard it said it's just as hard with the weight of lead. Who can deny, who can deny, it's not just a change in style. One step done and another begun, and I wonder how many miles. I spent a little time on the mountain, spent a little time on the hill. Things went down, we don't understand, but I think in time we will. Now I don't know, but I was told in the heat of the sun, a man died of cold. Keep on coming or stand and wait with the sun so dark and the hour so late. You can't overlook the lack of jack of any other habit you have. It's got no signs or dividing lines and very few rules to guide. I spent a little time on the mountain, I spent a little time on the hill. I saw things getting out of hand, I guess they always will. Now I don't know, but I've been told if the horse don't pull, you got to carry the load. I don't know whose back's that strong, maybe find out before too long. One way or another, one way or another, one way or another, this darling's got to give. One way or another, one way or another, one way or another, this darkness got to be.
Hear them talking tongues, child, though you know now what they mean. Ain't gonna make no kind of difference, just keep your eyes focused on the screen. Yes, I guess I see nothing here but leeching off of you and me. Well, yes, I guess I know. There ain't no place left on this earth that I could call my own, and yes, I hope I see the day we all wake up and stop them ships upon the sea. Well, hallelujah. Let it all just burn. Cause they ain't the type for listening, and they sure ain't never gonna learn. You can watch them as they circle, like them vultures in the sky, waiting now just so patiently for every breathing soul to die. Yes, they feed off of your blood, child, as it flows out of your veins. It ain't about what you have lost now, only what they have gained. Yes, I guess I see. They ain't doing nothing here but living off of you and me. Well, yes, I guess I know. There ain't no place left on this earth that I could call my own, and yes, I hope I see the day we all wake up and stop them ships upon the sea. Well, hallelujah. Let it all just burn. Cause they ain't the type of listening, and they sure ain't never gonna learn.
Duality. There ain't no clear channel. Clear channel is better. lost his show after 20 years on the radio. Now we're stuck with what the monopoly provides.
Ooh, I just want something new to shake my soul and body to set up the tent. I need to be revived. Make the consultant history, keep the playlist a mystery, and don't make up my mind for me, cause I'm still alive. Keep it down, keep it down. I'm gonna keep it down and rise under another day.
Chris Stapleton and a song called Parachute. Great first line in that song. Streetlights along the highway throwing shadows in the dark. Now that paints a picture, eh? Chris Stapleton, somewhat new to a lot of folks, new as a performing and recording artist, but he ain't new to Nashville. If you're a country music fan, look at the credits on just about any new album from just about any artist, and you'll see Chris's name. He's all over Nashville. Good songwriter, and he sold a bunch of them. Terry Hendricks and Lloyd Maines were in there. Monopoly was the song from them. Clear Channel ain't clear at all. They done muxed radio all up. Hear, hear. We Ain't Never Gonna Learn was from The Devil Makes Three. They gave all the money to the rich, and the rich are gonna hand you down that short-handled shovel and direct you directly to the ditch. And meeting our responsibility to include the Grateful Dead in all KCUF programming, New Speedway Boogie started that set.
Germs are running scared. Last year, communists killed 34 hardworking Americans. But germs killed over 25 million people. Your home, much like America, is constantly under attack from germs. And we all know what germs cause: dyslexia and leprosy. Thank goodness, there's Blox. Blox sends germs running like refugees. Just add a few tablespoons to your child's bath and put them in the tub. Presto! That tingling sensation is germs dying. Now your child has rosy red skin and is 100% germ-free. Now that means little Jimmy won't catch a cold or ask difficult questions about reproduction. That's even great for Rover's breath. Now we're sleeping peacefully, free from germs. Blox is endorsed by the Society for a Cleaner America. It uses a patented formula developed by the Pentagon for use in the field. Now it's available for your home. Some germs hate acid, some germs hate bleach. Blox kills indiscriminately.
20 minutes past 10 p.m. on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio. Just 6 days left in October. Just 6 days left until Halloween. Have you got your costume plans all worked out? Halloween, one of the few holidays without guilt. It's all about spooks and goblins and suspending belief and having some fun. And the better one's costume is, the more you're going to commit to having some fun. Or, put another way, the spirit of the whole thing. Let me put it one more way. Halloween is a week away. Elections are 2 weeks away. Which one would you rather focus on? Yeah, me too.
A magazine one afternoon. There was an article about the city of Rangoon. I looked at a picture and nearly fell off of my seat. Oh, Lord, it was Jimmy walking down the street. Who the hell is buried in Jimmy's grave? Who the hell is buried in Jimmy's grave? I'd like to know. Who the hell is buried in Jimmy's grave?
picture was clear as can be. The beady eyes, the bad teeth, oh, it was Jimmy. The picture, I guessed, had to be new. Because when he died, he didn't have that brand new tattoo.
I called the photographer in New York to see when he took the picture. He was found dead one afternoon, a bottle of Drano poured down his throat. Old man Cooper at the mortuary, I talked to him and he said, just leave things alone, boy. They found him a week later dead. Yesterday I got a postcard and said I'll be home soon. It wasn't signed, but it was postmarked from Rangoon. I'm gonna get a gun and get myself together and be brave. This time make damn sure put Jimmy back into his grave.
This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Pirate Radio for Boulder Creek, and we care about what you have to say. Here's another comment from one of our listeners.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
And sometimes I wonder how anybody ever gets anything done with the will of just one. 'Cause I got the backbone, yeah, I've got the gall and the grit and the guts, yeah, I've got the nuts. If anyone's got, if anyone's got the balls, I do, it's true, I've got to ride in the palm of my hand. Yeah, I'm a man. If anyone's got the balls, I swear I don't care, they're right there. Oh yeah, I have grown up there. Make the assumption that nobody anywhere is doing it right. There's no metal, there's no might. But I've made the resolution, yeah, I've got the spirit, the sauce and the spunk. Yeah, I've got the junk. It's true, I've got to write in the palm of my hand. Yeah, I'm a man. If anyone's got the balls, I swear I don't care, they're right there. Oh yeah, I have grown up there. If anyone's got the balls, I got the determination. After much speculation, you'll be coming along. Come on.
Society, God's gift to ballroom notoriety, and I always fill my ballroom. The event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls, I've got big balls. They're such big balls, and they're dainty big balls. And he's got big balls, and she's got big balls. My ballroom always full, and everybody comes and comes again. If your name is on the guest list, no one can take you higher. Everybody says I've got great balls of fire. I've got big balls, oh, I've got big balls. And they're such big balls, dirty big balls. And he's got big balls, and she's got big balls.
Balls of the
Some balls are held for charity and some for family. fancy dress. But when they're held for pleasure, they're the balls that I like best. My balls are always bouncing to the left and to the right. It's my belief that my big ball should be held every night. Oh, we've got big balls! We've got big balls! We've got big balls! Dirty big balls! He's got big balls! She's got big balls! But we've got the best balls of them all!
We got big balls! We got big balls!
And then just itching to tell you about them.
What I'm gonna do, but you always seem to disappear when I've got something to say. I've been writing my speech at night, got the attitude and the syntax right, but the phone rings, I hear your voice, and the words just slip away. Pair. I've been seeing a couple men, but they're like me, so I don't want them. They have feelings, they have morals, a conscience and a soul. I've been seeing a pattern here, how you get lost when I get too near. Then you come around maybe once a week, like some guys go out to bowl.
Decent housewife, and she makes a mean lasagna. So when Sometimes it takes balls to be a woman, standing up to a test while wearing a party dress. Sometimes looks can be deceiving when you're quietly overachieving. Oh, sometimes it takes balls to be a woman.
Let's go ahead and concede that we've got that particular part of the male anatomy represented for this evening's broadcast, shall we? You see, that first song was fine. It was Cars and Guitars from ABO. And while it was playing, I got a request for that last song there. And the whole thing went to hell in a handbasket in between. Contributors to that mess were Amy Rigby and Eddie Spaghetti. And it was an AC/DC track in there off of an Aussie vinyl LP. Tell you what, I've got to get to the news, but if you will stick around, I'll make it up to you. Okay? Okay.
This is the personal nurse in the KCUF newsroom. Here's our reporter, Eileen Dover, with this news update.
Industrial espionage in Blaine County as thieves steal perfume formula.
The candidates for governor are slinging shit, literally.
Movie stars are up in arms. No, not over some liberal nonsense, over horse sex. Some highly trained thieves raided a research lab yesterday in order to steal perfume. Several men were killed as raiders carried out an audacious attack that has confused the lab's owners and criminal investigators as the robbers escaped with a new formula for cheap perfume, and no one is quite sure why.
Election news.
She's a lying shrew. That's what gubernatorial candidate Jock Cranley said about his opponent Sue Murray shortly after he bombarded her campaign headquarters with feces. Sue Murray says she's had enough.
It's disgusting to stoop to this level in politics where we're throwing feces. But two can play at this game.
The state is evenly split on which candidate they hate less.
Should Rocky Danger get a star on the Walk of Fame? The horse starred in over 100 films, Western adult films mostly. He has had sex with some of the biggest names in pornography. Movie stars already on the walk say it's indecent to include Rocky Danger and have proposed a separate walk for adult film stars.
Weasel News, confirming your prejudices.
It's Vince Vinyl with you on this Tuesday night, and here's a KCUF exclusive for you. Check out this fine, fine track from Andy Latimer of the Brit band Camel and the late Bob Finley from Sunnyvale. Two guitars, no bass, no drums. Two cats playing together for the first time and falling right into it.
Thank you.
I gonna do? Sometimes I'm afraid now, darling. I still look around for you. No matter who you are, no matter what you do, there's a place in my heart for you. I'm here all alone, sitting here with my blues, alone, cold and scared now, baby. Oh, I've been missing you. Everything we went through, there's a place in my heart for you. Yes, and I wonder, do you know how I feel, baby? Believe me when I tell you now, darling, this hurt. Oh,
you got such a pretty smile. I just wish I could hold you, babe. Oh, just for a little while. Now I know you got a man, babe. But the way you're doing me is driving me wild. Yeah, I saw you the other day with your man, babe. But you're still just driving me wild. Hey, I just want to hold you, pretty mama. Oh, just for the
But
But don't kid yourself now, darling. One night, sunshine and morning. How me gone, you'll be the first to know. You just remember me as a man you didn't know.
On the blues rock scene, that was Marcus King. I guess Marcus has been around for a few years, but not that many. I believe he was 18 when that particular track was recorded. A new album is due out from the Marcus King Band almost any day. Warren Haynes, who has mentored Marcus for a year or so, producing the new effort, and I can't wait to hear it. There were two Joes in that set. Just before Marcus, it was Joe Kubek, and Just for a Little While was the song. Smokin' Joe Kubek and Benoit King on that one, which makes it two Joes and two Kings. Never occurred to me when I was dashing around the studio grabbing tunes. The other Joe was Joe Bonamassa. A Place in My Heart was the song from him. Pablo Camara did that beautiful version of Gary Moore's Midnight Blue. And launching that batch of bitchin' blues was Jam Noir from Andy Latimer and Bob Finley. Stunning instrumental pieces, couple of them in a row. Now this paid political announcement.
Tiny brain conservative Jock Cranley is at it again, using negative attack ads, calling Sue Murray names that rhyme with front and scratch. Who do you trust to get this state back on track? A drug-addled, philandering former stuntman with multiple concussions? Or a successfully divorced schoolteacher who knows how to talk down to normal people like a real liberal? Sue Murray has been talking down to people for years, and now she wants to talk down to you. Sue has a simple plan to get the state of San Andreas back on its feet again. A massive increase in government spending and a big investment in public radio. Using a minimum 49% federal tax and a 25% state tax, Sue's team of top-level educators and accountants will make the big investments everyone needs in government entitlements. Get what you deserve from the person who knows best. Vote for Sue Murray for governor.
I'm Sue Murray, and I approve this message.
A paid political announcement, cleared and approved by the Boulder Creek Paid Political Announcement Review Board.